This summer, saddle up with the only sportsbook where you can bet on horse racing. FanDuel. Right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $500. That's right, you'll get up to $500 back in racing credit if your first horse racing bet doesn't win. With FanDuel Sportsbook, you can even watch and bet select races live right in the app. So, bet horse racing on the same app where you bet all your other favorite sports. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/horses to score your no-sweat bet up to $500. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Offer valid on first real money wager of $5 or more. Verified FD racing account required. Bonus issued in non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 7 days after issuance. Max refund $500. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Alan, and welcome. Hey. Oh, man. Hey. Hey, it's... Dude. What's going on? Hey.
Horse season's over with. October's gone. Oh.
It's gonna be okay, man. We got... Hey!
Stupid Tommy Wiseau cardboard cutout. Hey!
You don't... Stop
Stupid
that.
Stupid fathead. A B. Arthur from Gone Girls, man.
Don't you dare talk shit about Gone Girls. Hey!
Lightboard.
All right. That's...
Light Bright. Where'd you get Light Bright from? I didn't even want to throw that.
I made
Is that retro?
I made
Is that,
that picture.
From your childhood?
I made that picture myself. You know the blank one you get?
Oh.
Hey, no, you shut up. You know the blank one you get when you can make your own stuff? That was a self-creation.
I'm so sorry. Oh, anyway, October's over with all my horror movies, man.
No, I'm not. No, hold on. You ruined it. That was gonna be a picture.
Blame it on November.
We got Thanksgiving.
Into Christmas.
Look, hey, we're gonna bring that up. Man, you still got Krampus? You got some horror.
Yeah, I do have Krampus. What about Home Alone? That's my favorite.
Home Alone's there, man. It's gonna be all right.
Can
we got Thanksgiving.
Holiday Row.
Holiday Row. Oh, oh,
Holiday Row. Oh,
Smells like Teen Spirit. Needed. Number one, a Mercedes Benz and a few old cars. Number two, access to an abandoned mall, main floor, and one jewelry shop. Number three, lots of fake jewelry. Four, a school auditorium, preferably a gym. Five, a cast of hundreds, one custodian, students. Six black cheerleader outfits with anarchy A's. And the A is on the chest. That is the journals. We haven't been there in some time. For those of you new to the show, we do a reading from the Kurt Cobain journals from time to time. And
local high school football team's marching band plays it at halftime.
True story.
Three times.
And I got Brother Cobb on here with me tonight.
See the results of the fight.
I have seen. Let's talk about that for a second. Nate Diaz and Masvidal.
I didn't see none of it. It was. I'm glad we didn't really go now.
Okay.
Because I think it ended with a bad cut on Diaz.
Oh no. So yeah. Masvidal got him.
Yeah. Won that BMF title.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
And Rock presented it. The Rock.
Really?
Came out to his wrestling music. Seemed like the baddest dude in the room. Or the coolest.
Do you smell? He do all that?
I mean, yeah. Imagine that's how it started. I only see him where he's just walking out with it on his shoulder. It was already mid-song.
That's cool, man. I'll tell you this. Let's move off into college football just for a second. Well, the SEC Network, and I'm not the biggest fan of Paul Feinbaum, but I do like that, like, when they went to Georgia that they had Goldberg.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I seen Undertaker at a Texas game.
Yeah. And so, like,
Texas LSU that day or something.
And so, check this out. We were talking about this for this past weekend, and Memphis, they were going to put college football at Memphis.
Yeah, sure.
And so, like, the number one thing was, like, where to put it, right?
Yeah.
But you know what the number two thing was?
What?
Was who the guest was going to be. You know who the number one was, but was out of town?
Justin Timberlake.
You're right. You're right. That's it. And it was like, and I was like, that's crazy, man, because you think about Memphis. It's like, really, if you were going to pull somebody memorable, like, Memphis is a Memphis, you know, it's a music town.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to pull a musician.
Yeah.
And that was dope, dude.
DJ Paul was number two.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I just made it up.
I was going to go with you.
I don't think he was number two, man. Timberlake's a pretty big celebrity for one of those people that went from music to acting.
Yeah.
Like a Mark Wahlberg. I know he ain't on that level. But he did it. He ain't did a movie in a while. He just gave up. Well, he...
I don't know about give up. You know,
maybe he's just chilling.
Maybe so.
I got plenty of money.
Yeah, maybe he's just doing him, you know.
Yeah, he's probably producing or something a lot.
Probably. Talking about producing, man, we'll just bounce around. I've been waiting for, let's just say, all of my adult life for Kanye and Kid Cudi to come on and put the man back on the moon. And I'm being exaggerated with whole adult life, but I've really been waiting for Kanye to be the producer again now. And now we have Kanye just...
He's
just doing his thing.
So as a gossip out, he said it's all he's going to do. I pretty much heard was gossip music now.
Which I'm not opposed to. Did you watch it on the airplane?
Yeah, that was awesome, wasn't it?
It was dope. And so, like, immediately, like, our conversation was like, well, is this a cult or not? But it appears to be genuine.
Yeah.
Like,
still.
I'm just going to.
Like a cult to me.
I'm just going to watch it. You know, I'm for it, man.
First good cult.
Yeah.
It's going to work out.
I'm for it, man. You know, like, not the cult aspect of it, but, like, I like finding faith, and especially in someone in Kanye's shoes to come out and just be as bold to do that. When someone of that amount of fame comes out and does something, it typically is monumental for at least news media. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
And I think that's a cool thing for Kanye to do, to step out in faith.
Kanye's going to do Kanye. That's why I like him so much. He's an artist.
That's why I think it's legit, is because, yeah, like, I trust Kanye as an artist. Like, do I like all that he does? No.
Yeah.
But do I appreciate it? Yes.
It's true to himself.
And that's why it's not, like, cultish to me. I think it's genuine, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like his new album.
It's not bad, is it?
Mm-mm.
I listen to it.
Chick-fil-A, closed on Sunday.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's on there.
Number one with that lemonade.
Number one with that lemonade. That's typically what I order, too.
Lemonade?
I always get the lemonade.
Never had it.
Check this out, dude. So,
you're doing Chick-fil-A wrong, evidently. Is it really number one lemonade, or are they known for that?
No, that's the number one original chicken sandwich with fries and a lemonade, man. Oh, that's what it is.
This thing.
That's just the original chicken sandwich with fries. That's the number one. I'll tell you this. I finally went, Kyle. I done it. I got the spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes. I did it.
Patience. How long
did
it take?
There was no drive-thru.
Oh, by himself.
I just rode right up and got the thing. You know what the first thing I asked when I... She's like, hey, can I take your order? And I was like, is the chicken sandwich... Are those the thing? You remember, because it was run out. And she's like, oh, yeah, baby. And I was like, oh, yeah. Let me get that spicy combo. Absolutely. Give me the red beans and rice.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, that it's something to write home about, man. I'm not going to lie. And you know why? That you had a bad experience while the drive-thru was backed up? Because it was Sunday and people couldn't get the Chick-fil-A. Because you know when you think about a chicken sandwich, it's when you can't have it. You want that chicken sandwich on Sunday, and who has it?
Yeah.
Popeye's dad. They got it now.
That road was like the last time we went for me by myself today.
Sad little boy.
Yeah, hanging out on the highway. It's like, nope. I guess I'll never have it. But you said you gotta go on a different day.
You just gotta go sporadically. Man, let's go to college football for a second. We'll kind of bounce around it. I want to go back.
All right.
I just want to talk a little bit about like how the season has progressed and like some of the surprises. Like, I want to talk about transfer portals.
FSU's coach got fired.
There's some new things coming.
Willie Taggart.
Are you surprised by that?
That was kind of early. I mean, that was good there, but like, it's his second season.
Yeah, like, check this out. Like, Moorhead is in his second season now, and like, this has been really bad. Like, they really got after Arkansas this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when I watch Mississippi State, it's like a personnel problem to me. It like the players look like they're pouty. I don't know. It's weird. It looks like they're just
they're an undisciplined offense.
That's the thing. It's like there's like a lack of discipline or something.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I'm not a State fan, so I don't really care. But I don't know if you give Moorhead more time or like, but who would you try to get? Right now.
I don't know. I'm always the guy who's like going to give a coach 3 years to like let him get his players in there. I think you need 3 years, man.
I don't know. Like, with the first season he come in, he
Arkansas
had...
would maybe my pass right there. Like, they ain't won an SEC game forever. They got pitiful.
Yeah.
I wonder if they play Vanderbilt.
The thing about Arkansas is, like, when they play Bama, like, I have a lot of good things to say about Arkansas, like, minus the score.
Yeah.
It's like, there was a lot of misfortune. Like, they were putting drives together, and I like what they did with the defense. I think they exposed Bama for, like, the youth in defense. It's like, when you would move receivers back and forth,
yeah,
like that would create places to where somebody would not pick up what was going on, and they would get open, and that made big plays. Like, if you watch the game, Arkansas had a lot of big plays because of passing, and it was because of motion. And like, you can see it in Alabama's defense; it was breaking down right there. It's like they have so many young cats,
yeah,
and they weren't seeing. And, like, they were trying to adjust, and, like, there was a lot of communication, and then there was hike. And you were just left, and, like, one guy got in the backfield. The safety picked it up, but it was too late. He had already caught it.
Well, they better get ready for this next game, then.
Yeah, and now you got to face a real quarterback.
Number one versus number two.
Yeah, so what do you think about that? Like, I don't really get upset about rankings. I don't really care.
They had a better resume. The ranking that comes out that matter comes out this Tuesday.
That's it.
It's the first week of November. Ain't that the playoff committee ranking?
I think that's when it first comes out, yeah. That's the one you look for.
What's your four?
My four right now?
Mm-hmm. Number one, Alabama.
Number one is Alabama.
For real?
Yeah.
Why?
They, Bama fan, but really, lack of schedule, like strength down, but really look at all the teams that they played. Look at South Carolina. Look at Tennessee. Tennessee's really improved. And dude, by the way, when Alabama played Tennessee, if it wasn't for number 7 scooping up that fumble in the end zone and running it all the way back.
That's an 8-point
game. Dude, that was a tight game. It's not like Tennessee played like a bad game. It was the same thing with Arkansas. It was the fact that it was just luck of the draw on that. The ball popped out on the goal line.
I saw a very happy Allen.
Yeah. You know, and like, yeah, you saw me, dude. I was like, I could not
go. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
I was screaming, man. That's what I'm saying. Like,
he was kind of nervous.
Dude, yes.
I was like, that's about to be an 8-point game. People don't realize.
Yeah, you don't realize how close, like, the scoreboard is not representative of what that game was. Like, there was a point to where that game could have flopped immediately. Like, just take the cocktail party.
All that third down Bama fell, and the dude tackled the quarterback after he threw it and pushed him down getting up.
Yeah.
Messed up there.
Yeah.
Butterfly effect this thing everywhere.
Think about the LSU-Auburn game with all the holding calls. Yeah. A lot of those holds were on big plays or possible touchdown or big first down conversions.
Just putting Auburn's defensive linemen in rear naked choke holds.
And then what was crazy is, like I was telling you, is like, I know you can't see this, folks listening, but they were flailing. Like, their arms were in their air. Like,
look at me, ref! Look!
Do you see this? He's got me in a rear naked choke. This is a hold. But that's football, man. Yeah. Holds are going to be missed, you know. If you want me to predict, like, my four right now. This was the original question. Right now, number one is Bama. And Clemson looks so beatable, but to me, they're still number two.
They're the defending national championship. That's what I was thinking.
They're still number two, or possibly number one.
That's what I was thinking. Is like,
you know what I mean? I don't care. I don't care if they almost fell to Mac Brown. Y'all are acting like Mac Brown's like, okay, he coaches North Carolina. He's a good coach, and he's been there.
Turned North Carolina around.
He's turning them around. Like, he's already got the winningest coach. You know?
And I think Auburn's got him coming up in 2 years.
How about that?
Yeah, maybe next year. I think it is next year.
So let me flop that.
It's next year. Never mind.
Let me. Clemson, number one.
Yeah.
Bama, two.
Oh, you changed it now.
I like LSU at three. I do.
Okay,
number four right now, Big Ten, man, I'd put Ohio State.
All
right. And then even thinking Big Ten, I mean, you have to think about Minnesota.
Yeah, we got Penn State coming up. I'm just saying they got Penn State.
And so, I mean, don't forget about strength of schedule, Auburn. Like, a lot of people are saying, like, South Carolina has the toughest schedule. But Auburn probably has number two.
Yeah, then A&M's got a tough one.
A&M was tough. And don't count them out just yet. I have them up for an upset coming down the line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my number four, my top four playoff.
You haven't given any.
Number one's LSU. Look at the resume. Number two, I'm going with Ohio State.
Okay. Yours is very different.
Yeah. So they beat Wisconsin, I think, 38-7. Wisconsin was strong there for a good part.
Yeah.
Got beat by Illinois. I don't know what happened that day. Number three, Alabama. Just, I know they got a little weaker schedule for one of the top four, but they just beat the brakes off the teams they do play, so you got to give them credit for that. And number four is Clemson.
Okay.
We could have a rematch of a LSU Alabama.
It's possible. If that happened again, I think people would lose their brains. Isn't that why we have playoffs now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Essentially, there's been 8 teams.
But I genuinely believe, man, genuinely believe this, that the two best team in the land are LSU and Alabama. I believe that.
Yeah.
What's crazy though is like,
maybe Ohio State, man.
It might be. Like, that's what I'm just thinking. I was like, Ohio State's good.
Do you think that? Then Penn State? I think they're undefeated.
One of them will fall. They have to fall.
I think Minnesota's undefeated.
They won't last, man.
They got a good coach. Is that coach who got Central Michigan good a couple years ago? P.J. Fleck?
Oh.
Yeah. He's trying to campaign for that game day.
I saw that.
Alabama-LSU, he wants that game day. He's like, let's do something.
You know what's crazy about the Alabama-LSU is that ESPN don't even have that game. It's CBS. But they're going to do game day there? That's wild. They should go to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Makes more sense. You can have that game.
SEC Nation go to Tuscaloosa.
Once again, man, like, if I was CBS, I'd be a hard dick about it. I wouldn't let them.
I wish it was coming on at 7.
You had to, like, I would say you would have to pay me $25 million if you're going to come here and do that.
Yeah. I don't like 2:30, though, you know what I mean?
2:30 is god-awful.
I like it to be like a main event.
Yeah, like, that is... No offense to the Iron Bowl, man, but, like, the LSU-Alabama game for the past 4 or 5 years, to me, has been the creme de la of college
LSU's
football.
LSU's more consistent.
Yeah. And even though, like, most of those games I went in confident, like, it was games you shouldn't go in confident for because you never really know. Because playing in Death Valley, I'm thankful that it's at Brian Denny.
Yeah.
This season. Lord of mercy. Gonna need all the help we can get, I think. I don't know. But I think it's gonna be a hell of a matchup. But I wish it was late at night, man.
Yeah, I wish it was at 7.
Yeah, just give it the premier spot. Don't give that 2:30 horse shit.
Yeah. I remember one year. It was the game of the century one. You know that one?
Oh, I know that
9-6, ain't that what it was?
You're damn
LSU.
Right. Yeah.
Then got beat by Alabama in the national championship.
Then we kicked the hell
on.
Out of them in the national championship.
I remember.
Didn't let them cross the 50, if I remember
well,
right.
Me and my friends riding back to his house and had it on before it started. They, like, had the national anthem on the radio. And I never really heard that for a college football game on the radio. Like, dang, this is a big, big important game, ain't it?
That game was insane.
Yeah.
I tell you another game, this is not of same scale, but this is to give you an idea of an LSU fan. I was in New Orleans for the national championship game when Alabama played Notre Dame. Ooh. And we went to a Buffalo Wild Wings. And LSU fans literally went out and bought like Notre Dame jerseys and shirts to pull for Notre Dame for that game.
For real?
Like, I don't know what it is about that rivalry, dude. Like it seems to heighten continually, but, like, I don't know how it's, like, slowly exceeding the Iron Bowl. Like, I get more hype for that than I do the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, I've seen Alabama people buy Oregon stuff when Auburn played them in the national championship.
I'm not that way.
I'm not going to spend my money
for a shirt
for one game.
One time.
Then what if your rival team beats the team you bought the shirt for? I'm like, what are you wearing that for?
Yeah. You look goofy.
Victims.
Yeah.
You look goofy.
You bought that for a funeral?
Yeah.
Is that what you was going
you
to?
Bought that to bring up good memories of my sporting team.
Yeah. I mean, really, my team didn't make it, so I'm going to buy the shirt of the team that did make it and the possibility that they'll... That's where I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah. What was in New Orleans for the national championship that was in Miami?
Dude, I was doing a conference at the New Orleans... seminary.
Oh.
At NOBTS.
Okay.
And what's crazy about that is this goes back to fast food, is like there's a Popeyes down the street, but like that seminary, like traditionally, like when it started, was in like a really bad part of town, but like name a good part of town in New Orleans.
Yeah. It's not a family city.
Yeah. And it's crazy, like, just like the ministry that they've done there and like the way they've kind of shined light in that regard. But I was down there for a conference, and me and a couple of the guys were football fans.
Yeah.
And I met them while we were in the conference, and like we were always like, Hey, I was thinking about dipping out about 30 minutes early. I thought we would go down to Buffalo Wild Wings and grab a seat and catch the game. And I was like, I'm in. You know?
Yeah.
And we weren't supposed to go because I was, like, representing my school. I was representing the University of Mobile. But I was like, man, come on. You know?
Yeah.
Live a little.
It's Alabama.
Live a little. And I talked to our professor that was down there with us, and I was like, man, no offense to anything, but, like, I'm an Alabama fan. This is the national championship. And he said, go. And I was like, see ya.
Just go. You're the 16th one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was a dope thing.
You remember my one national championship?
I remember that night. Yeah. Because
there's snow on the ground.
Yeah. It doesn't snow here. And on top of that, it was like,
I remember the jokes on the online. It was like, Auburn gonna have to watch the national championship like they watched their last one. They ain't gonna watch it. It's gonna be on the radio. They're gonna have to listen.
That's actually pretty good.
It was 1957. We're gonna have to go get the radio out.
Yeah. You gotta give them credit.
Yeah.
Let's move on, man. And so, movies, horror, things upcoming. Got some things to look forward to in the movie scene.
You still got your Cats coming out and around Christmas, but it's tight. Not really that much for the remainder of the year. Is Dr. Sleep out?
I'm not sure.
Ooh. I ended up watching like 35 movies.
So just to reflect on October being gone, for the month of October, you set out on this goal to watch a horror film every day.
Yeah.
And you exceeded the goal.
31. Actually 35, I think.
And yeah. So I'm thinking about your mind right now.
No, it's fine. Well, I watched spooky stuff my whole life, man. Yep. I watched, got Shudder now. I watched this awesome, like, fake documentary one about these people who buy a haunted house. The movie's called Hell House. There's three of them. So that's three right there.
Yeah.
You need to check those out the next time you come to my house. Not all of them. No, we're not doing that. Just check the first one out. And maybe later on down the road, check out the other two. But they're kind of creepy. For me. They're actually kind of creepy.
I don't know if I want that kind of action.
That's good. It's a little different than Strangers because it's like a haunted house.
Yeah.
I watched one called Haunt. That's about another haunted house.
Yeah.
Totally different. Yeah. I don't remember the rest, though. I think that was about it, dude.
Yeah. Man, I
original Halloween.
My movie watching for the month, and like you inspired it, was to watch a lot more films, specifically horror, but didn't really go that way a lot for me. Is I went back and enjoyed some old Adam Sandler films, man.
Yeah,
Waterboy. With the cold class that I could.
Yeah, they try to. You know his production company, Happy Madison?
Yes.
At the end. I watched one movie where he had a production company of horror movies called Spooky Madison. But that's only one movie I know that was like 8 years old.
Was it? Did you watch it?
Yeah, it's called The Trail.
How'd it go?
It had Dave Franco in it. It was alright. It's campy. Let's get campy. It was fun.
I like a campy one, you know?
Yeah. But this ain't scary, y'all. It's just fun.
Yeah. And then, man, like, I... Billy Madison.
Yeah. Son gone past the third grade. Oh, what a glorious day!
And he passed the third grade in the Billy Madison way.
Smiley.
I see what's going on around here.
I think if, like, a young person watches that, like, as of today, though, they're going to hate it.
I do, too. Remember, remember, it wasn't that long ago, man. There was, like, a...
Cedric's woman's...
Yeah.
With Dazed and Confused... That's timeless. You can't do that. I can understand Billy Madison. It. You don't do it. Them days confused.
It's too damn cold out here for a penguin.
Yeah.
I gotta get him back to the South Pole.
Yeah, I like to go south.
Ain't the North Pole.
You got any Christmas movies or something you looking forward to?
I've got movies.
Got Black Christmas coming out. That'd probably be the next movie I see in theaters.
What theater are you going to catch that in?
It'd probably be in Columbus for 1 week.
Yeah. Get it while it's hot.
Yeah. We didn't see all the movies like we was supposed to. It's a lot of time, man. It's hard to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Right there with you.
Dr. Sleep. Comes out this week.
There you go.
Some Last Christmas movie. I don't know what that looks. Lifetime-ish. Frozen 2. You there?
Frozen 2. Because a lot of people like me, the sides were even, but I couldn't handle the ridicule. So on a Saturday night, I got high and drunk and walked down to the train tracks and laid down and waited for the 11 o'clock train. And I put through big pieces of cement on my chest and legs. And the train came closer and closer. And it went on to the next track beside me instead of over me. So I rode the bus to Lakeside School from Jenkins Lane every day, pretending to go to school and doing acid instead of walking in the woods, so my mom would think I was going to school and the cops would stop me one night at a football game. And I went down the station. Ooh. I went down to the station and they tape recorded my confession of what I did. And but tension from school made me have to attend Jenkins School, and the train scared me enough to try to rehabilitate myself in my guitar playing to be improving. So I became less manically depressed, but I still never had any friends because I hated everyone because they were so phony. Cobain Journals.
Time out.
Follow you, I will never bother you, never say a word again. I will crawl away for good, I will move away from here. You won't be afraid of fear, no thought was put into this. I always knew it'd come to this. Things had never been so swell, I never failed to fail. Free me, I'm so warm and calm inside. I no longer have to hide. Let's talk about someone else. Steaming soup against her mouth. Nothing really bothers her. She just wants to love herself. I will move away from here. You won't be free to fear. Free. So sweet, I never seem to fail, to fail.
Told that an artist is in need of constant tragedy to fully express their work, but I'm not an artist. And when I say in a song, that doesn't necessarily mean that that person is me, and it doesn't mean I'm just a storyteller. It means whoever or whatever you want, because everyone has their own definition of specific words. And when you're dealing in the context of music, you can't expect words to have the same meaning as in everyday vocabulary, because I consider music art. And when I say that song is art, I don't mean in comparison to a painting, because the visual arts are not nearly as sacred as the transcribed or audio communication. But it is art, and I feel the society has lost its sense of what art is, and above all, art is expression. In expression, you need 100% full freedom, and our freedom to express our art is seriously being screwed with. Kurt Cobain Journals. Welcome back to Porch Talk. This is the music section.
Particular precautions.
And what are the particular precautions of yours?
The man. Tommy.
Tommy.
I got a question for you.
Tight.
Is your music broadened since you started this?
Yes.
Because all these guests you have?
Yes.
Just wondering.
Let me ask you this. If you listen to the show, has your taste broadened since you've listened?
Yeah. I had Night Surfing my head today.
It's catchy, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good music.
It's no lie. It really is. I had to riff in my head, my noggin.
I'm telling you, man. I feel it too, man. First time I heard it, I knew it was good. You know? The first time you hear something, go back to who is a band that you consider great?
band I consider great.
Like, I'm thinking great. Consistency. Yeah. Great. Like, we're thinking great.
Man.
Black Keys.
Yeah.
The first time I heard them, the first album I heard was right in the middle. It was the Brothers album. And the first time I heard Tighten Up, like, something in me said that this is great.
I thought you heard Magic Potion from me.
Maybe, but that wasn't, like, when I heard Tighten Up, and then I heard the rest of the album, like, my hair was blown back. And then I went back, and then I had people like you be like, yeah, Magic Potion, and you're going back. And, you know, and you go all the way back. And, like, when you start at Black Keys 1, when they were doing it dirty and raw.
Yeah.
And you go up to now with the latest album.
Yeah, they changed when they got Danger Mouse to be a producer.
Yeah.
They do Danger Mouse, don't you?
Yeah. It's still dope. It's still great.
You know, it is the second half of Gnarls Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I wanted to say Chili Peppers, but they're only consistent with John Frusciante on the lead guitar. Backup vocals.
I'll tell you this.
All the records with him on it are gold.
First time I ever heard Kurt Cobain, to go back to the reading.
Yeah.
There was something different. Sometime, this is the damn difference, man, is head bobbing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm immediately into it. Like, we're 10 seconds in, and I'm like, I'm hooked.
Yeah, those are the best songs, the ones you don't... ones that ain't straight bangers at the beginning. Ones you really gotta let sink in and appreciate the beauty.
That's a Band of Horses thing for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it was like 8 years I didn't understand the hype of Arcade Fire.
Dude,
and one day it just clicked.
Same.
I think it's when I saw my Austin City Limits.
Same. I think you were the one that... It was like, have you seen this?
It was on the Grammys. It was on all the magazines. I don't understand this 19-member band.
Yeah. I don't get it. And then you see that, and you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
I've never heard it like this.
Uh-huh.
And then you go back and listen to everything they do, and you're like, it's all great.
Yeah.
You understand it.
You just got a bunch of new songs now that you didn't appreciate. Yeah. Now you get it. It clicked.
Yeah. Yo, I can't, dude, I remember the first time that I heard My Morning Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I was blitzed. And it was, so much going on these days. And, man, I had heard about My Morning Jacket for months.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard that song, like, it ignited like a fire for, like, Jim James and all My Morning Jacket. And it was like, it doesn't matter if, like, Jim James made a record with him, like, playing with Jimmy the Cricket. And
there,
I'd be like,
an angel,
this is dope. Remember, like, I love the story that you tell about Seth, who doesn't really, he wasn't a music fan.
Yeah.
And he saw the My Morning Jacket episode of Family Guy.
It was American Dad.
American
Dad. He loved American Dad.
Yeah, he loved American
then
Dad.
Then one day, he was at my house. We watched, it wasn't Austin City Limits. It was like a, what's that, Palladia channel? Palladia? On a Dish Network?
Yeah.
They had like little unplugs still
mm-hmm.
on there, and it was on there. He was like, I know this band.
Yeah.
I love this band. That's me. And he's like, this band was on an episode of American Dad, and it just connected both of them. He loved American Dad. My Morning Jacket was on.
Transfer portal. Welcome to college football again. There has been this thing introduced over, what, 3 seasons ago now?
I think it's 2. I think it started last season.
To where you have had players who, if they weren't getting the starting positions, they would have the opportunity to transfer out.
Skip town.
Skip out. Leave the program and go play somewhere else. original thoughts on that. How'd you feel about it?
I don't like that you can use it in the middle of the season. I think once you start, you got to finish. You know what I mean? Go that Jalen way. He did that on his own. He could have left.
Could have.
That's why everybody likes Jalen.
That's exactly why everybody likes Jalen. The respect.
Yeah.
And then you have other cats who haven't done so, but let's just go specifically to Georgia, for instance, and to dive off into the TV show, the spun-off Netflix thing, is with...
QB1.
You know who is stupid good at sending folks to transfer portals? From?
Oh, State Farm, Jake. Jake Fromm.
Yeah, Jake Fromm is good at that.
Yep.
He'll put you right to the transfer portal.
Jacob Easton to Washington. And Justin Fields to Ohio State right now.
And both of them are having pretty good seasons.
I don't think Jacob Easton had a good game last
night. No, that didn't look too good.
They played Oregon. Then they got beat and he had like two or three interceptions or something.
They can't all be winners.
I mean, they transfer in the middle of the season. It ain't like they can go to another team and automatically start that next game. They got to wait till next season.
Yeah. With what California has recently voted in with that college football players can receive endorsements for their name while playing there. What are your thoughts on that?
Is it just California? Did the whole...
Well, originally it was just California, and then like other places started talking about it, and I think you would be a damn fool if you didn't.
Yeah.
As far as recruiting goes. But like, I can go here and make money. I think I'll go there.
Yeah, you gotta be good. I mean, it gives them an advantage, most definitely. But if you ain't no good, you ain't gonna make no money off your name.
Yeah. Now, think about what this opens up is the fact that a college football NCAA might be a thing now again, because that's why it was shut down. Yeah. And now that gives me a reason to actually get a game console again that works.
Hmm. You for real?
If they bring NCAA football back, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
You think Urban Meyer's coming back to USC? Coming back, I mean going.
Do I think that Urban Meyer will go?
Yeah.
I think so. I could see it. And then he'll bail out like he usually does. But, I mean, he's got some kind of condition or something, don't he?
Yeah, I heard whatever health problem he's got, he has to take some medication and has his, like, memory loss or something.
That's crazy how he's still that good.
He's got the formula. He's got the algorithm. Look, dude, I gotta get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I gotta go home and check on my chickens.
Chickens?
Looks like the only way I'm gonna get a chicken sandwich is I have to raise them myself. But I gotta go.
That's it?
Yep. I gotta go.
Checking chickens.
That's it. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
News and notes. All right, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Porch Talk. If you haven't done so already, I would ask that you would rate and review the show. Tell a friend, subscribe, leave a comment. Follow us on social media, and all those ways that you can support your favorite podcasts and musicians is as far as that goes. On the last episode, I had Night Surf, and I'm excited to share with you that they're going to be playing in Columbus, Mississippi at the Princess on November 21st. And so if you missed last episode, I'm going to share Cover My Eyes again. So I'm going to walk this thing on out the door. Here is Cover My Eyes by Night Surf. You can see them with Pontiac Arrest and the Dead Weight Lifters at the Princess on November 21st. Those are three great Golden Triangle bands, and it's going to be a fun night, so I hope you'll make plans to come out and hang out. All right, well, I'm getting out of here. Peace out.